we have time enough to check out the scripture this morning, which is Romans 12, 18 to 19, before we get you back to all Christmas music these days. Oh, yeah, we have the Star Spangled Banner, and we do have a great gift offer. A couple of them. Hymn of Heaven. Love Phil Wickham. Guy's been a worship leader since he was 12 years old. Both of his parents were. And plus, we've got top Christian hits by various artists. 17 songs from different artists. So you'll be hearing some of that as well throughout the month. But by and large, all Christmas music here through Christmas. So, and what a selection, too. And remembering the reason for the season is Jesus. So anyhow, Romans 12 is where we're at today, and thinking about verses 18 and 19. As I kind of bring it up here on my phone, and then what we'll get into, we will also get into, obviously, letters to the beloved as well. But let's do it from, it's amazing, but the Bible on your phone, who would have ever thought it? Romans 12, 18 and 19. Do all that you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. So, from letters to the beloved, Romans 12, 18 and 19. If possible, live at peace with everyone. Some will continually reject your offers of peace. That is on them, not you. You cannot control others' actions or reactions, but only your own. So, seek peace. Do not try to avenge yourself by setting things right according to your own sense of justice. Instead, leave it up to me, trusting that I am perfectly just. When all is said and done, and you see my justice clearly, you will not doubt that I handled it correctly. There you go. This morning on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show, Romans 12, 18, and 19. I've been talking to Lisa Morgan about her book, Christmas Changes Everything. She says, you know, there's nine main characters in this whole Christmas story as it lays out in the Gospels. We've obviously heard her talk about Mary and Joseph, and today, Zechariah.
Well, Zechariah didn't necessarily handle his heavenly messenger the way that Mary did. And so after you had accept for Mary and yield for Joseph, you go with believe as the word for Zechariah's story.
Yes, Zechariah is from the priestly line. I just think it's phenomenally interesting that the one time probably in his life when he would enter in and make a sacrifice on behalf of the people is when the angel appears to him and announces that he will have a son and his wife, Elizabeth, will be pregnant. And, you know, Zechariah is stunned, and he doubts. Unlike Mary, who immediately accepted, Zechariah doubted. He was like, what? You know, my wife's old, I'm old, and yet, you know, here he is. He's from a really favored line and a really good stock of people from the Old Testament, but he doubts, and who cannot relate to that? I mean, is God really going to do something? And boy, it's way too late for him to act in a situation, we think. For me personally, I know that my mom and my dad had deathbed moments with Jesus after I prayed their whole lives. And while on the one hand I could see my mom reach out to really hold Jesus on her deathbed, I didn't know what was happening inside my dad. He was in a coma. But I know that it's not too late. And Zechariah shows us that while he was struck dumb and he didn't speak for the duration of his wife's pregnancy, when the baby is born and he's been told to name the baby John, and he does, his mouth is opened and he praises God, as does Elizabeth. And I think that word believe is so important for him. One of my friends who had cancer one year at Christmas set out this little plaque that said believe in her heart. And she put it, sorry, it was a word she took to heart, but she put a little plaque on her kitchen windowsill. And she told me one time, you know, I'd never noticed it until I put this and looked at it every day. The word lie, L-I-E, is tucked right into the word believe. And isn't that how it is, Mark? I mean, we have to really continue to believe even when the lies come at us. And and that's what Zechariah kind of stubbed his toe on. But in the end, he got it right.
And the enemy will tell us that the truth is a lie, right? And so, that's good. I'd never heard of that before.
Lisa Morgan, her book, Christmas Changes Everything, and it's excellent. She covers these nine characters, has a word for each one of them. At the end of this whole conversation,
I have a word for Elisa that she kind of reminds me of. So stick with us. More of those interviews unpacking the Christmas story next week. Hey, it's time for our fourth drawing, day two of the 12 Days of Bundles. Our way of saying thanks to you for partnering with us with a suggested gift of 103.70 or greater to WIB Incorporated. You can give safely and securely even this morning, even today, all weekend long at WIB.com. Eight names in the box. I shake it up, shake, 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 not looking, reaching in, getting a name out of here, and it is Sue in Weston. Congratulations to Sue in Weston. She is our winner, and we will get a hold of her and give her a choice at those remaining bundles. Check out the list of them at WIB.com. Well, we've already had a winner this morning, at least somebody in our 12 Days of Bundles. We selected a listener, so thanks to her. And we have, I think, seven names still in the box right now.
Yeah, and so, again, we're doing this for 12 days through the 16th of December, and it's for those who partner with us in this month of December by giving that suggested and requested gift of $103.70 to the Ministry of WIB Incorporated. Quickest way to do that, of course, is at wwib.com/giving. But for those who give that $103.70 or more this month, they're put into a gorgeous little Christmas box that we have here in the studio. And three times per weekday, we draw a name out and give a thank you prize. And that, of course, would be in addition to any of the gift offers in December that you select when you give online or in person or by check. And so, man, you can really kind of rack up some great thank you gifts that you could use for yourself or to give to others. And we just want to hopefully be a blessing back to you with the way that you're blessing the ministry with your end of year generosity.
Boy, some great gift offers for sure. Check those out at WIB.com. But we've got a rundown of all of the different bundles that exist. You ready to go?
Yes. So again, when your name is drawn, if and when your name is drawn, you get to choose from one of these. And so here's all the ones we started off with. Go ahead, Havel.
All right. A $15 gift certificate down to Earth Garden Center and the also the cafe and the Mustard Seed Boutique.
How about a $10 Culver's gift card? That'll get you your mushroom and Swiss.
I would jump all over this. The $25 Hy-Vee gift card. Are you kidding me?
Hy-Vee is so good. Oh, my goodness. Their bakery is incredible. More bundles. Again, you can see all these at wwib.com/bundle-up. How about a $20 gift card for Famous Dave's Barbecue in Eau Claire?
Delicious. $20 gift certificate for Domino's Pizza, Chippewa Falls, Menominee in Eau Claire.
Micon Cinema's Holiday Movie Bundle. That's four Super Saver Micon movie tickets.
One of our winners in the bundle's already had her eyes all over that. How about the MyPillow Kids Bundle? I'm talking about the Go Everywhere Bible Story Pillow. You pick it up here at WIB.
Those are bright and colorful, gorgeous. Another bundle that you could choose from if your name is drawn. Family Movie Night. It's two family DVDs. And again, really kid-oriented as well. Great prize for kids or grandkids.
How about some of these we haven't mentioned yet, like the NIV Adventure Bible, number one Bible for kids ages 8 to 12.
That'd be a great gift. The Kids Laugh and Learn Bible by Phil Vischer. Who's Phil Vischer? He's the creator of VeggieTales. 52 five-minute Bible stories with that.
Also, the Kids Visual Story Bible by Zonder Kids.
The Women of the Bible Speak by Fox News anchor Shannon Bream, and a Christmas CD bundled up with that as well.
Shannon's the new host of the Fox News Sunday as well, so congrats to her. Also, The Women of Christ by Liz Curtis Higgs and a Christmas CD.
How about an Action City Fun Center pair of tickets for 3 hours of unlimited play? That's another one you could choose.
I will see your Action City and say also a pair of tickets for the Chaos Water Park there.
How about one more from Action City in the Bundle Up campaign, 12 Days of Bundles for those who give that gift of $103.70 this month. Suggested gift to WIB Incorporated. If your name is drawn when we do that drawing three times per weekday, you could choose one of these. One more from Action City is a pair of tickets, a 2-hour jump pass to the trampoline park at Action City.
Can you imagine jumping for 2 hours?
I know. Wow. Not at my age.
A WIB 2-pack of Christmas CDs.
How about a spa in a box?
Francesca Battistelli Christmas LP record.
Vinyl's big now. How about a Know What If t-shirt from Mr. Matthew West, size large, a CD, and a book from Matthew West, The God Who Stays.
Yeah, how about Christmas Carols for a Kid's Heart, a CD, plus a book with simple piano music, guitar chords, and lyrics by Johnny Erickson Tata.
And we also have a Harry and David gourmet cheese bundle. It comes in a beautiful little sleigh. It would look great and taste even better. Over 50 bundles, Havel, that we started off with when this campaign began yesterday, and we're doing the drawings three times per day. The way you get in, that suggested gift of $103.70. And again, the word to the wise is the sooner you get the gift in, the better your odds.
You cannot go wrong. It's like saying there's not a bad seat in the house. There's not a bad gift in the bunch.
Absolutely. So wwib.com/giving is, of course, the quickest way. And what you're supporting is 20 20 gospel-driven Christ-centered programs here on WWIB. 11 minutes before 8 o'clock Friday morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Beautiful sunshine, 31 degrees, and hopefully bring a little sunshine into your life with this thing that we do every single Friday around this time, Halvo. It's our duty, our responsibility, we think, to get everybody caught up on what you might have missed in the past week or so. News, sports, politics, pop culture, in condensed form, because we respect your time so much. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Well, Caleb, it was all over the news. Ticketmaster messed up ticket sales for Taylor Swift's next tour.
Which means her next album will undoubtedly have a song about Ticketmaster on it.
Can't wait.
Kind of how it goes. A new economic report suggests that inflation is easing.
Which is good, because I got to tell you, since Thanksgiving, tightening my belt has been almost impossible.
Life is tough.
A recent study found that eating 5 fruits and vegetables a day may not cut your risk of cancer.
Which is why I'm switching to 5 slices of pie.
Sounds more fun.
A resupply mission docked with the International Space Station on Sunday.
It's where most of America's Thanksgiving leftovers are taken.
Better than the back of the fridge.
Well, after last week, I think I've finally had enough turkey and NFL football.
Time for leftover turkey and college football.
It's conference championship weekend.
Well, online shoppers set a Black Friday record, and then this week was Cyber Monday.
And so if you plan to shop even more for Christmas, you want to be sure that your credit card hasn't melted.
Better check that.
And finally, yes, last Thursday was Thanksgiving.
Which means my turkey should be defrosted any minute now.
Finally.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. It's 17 past 8 o'clock, 32 degrees, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB with Caleb and Halvo. Susie from Feed My People Food Bank joins us. Susie, great to have you back. Well, let me put your mic on. Now it's great to have you back.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So, Susie, we're coming down to the end of this year's 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign to benefit Feed My People. We've got just over a week left. And we want to kind of give people an update on where things are at and things trending in a good direction, too. But I think what's most important for people to realize is that what you've seen is the need is greater than ever before. And we maybe thought COVID and kind of peak COVID times, that's when it would be the worst. And yet from the fallout of a global pandemic and rampant inflation, all those things, to be honest, it's gotten a way, way more difficult for Wisconsin families now.
That's true. And I'm sure we're all feeling that. You know, there's higher prices at the grocery store. You know, the cost of living is just really high compared to what it was just a few years ago. And of course, you know, that's hard for everyone, but for families who have a lower income, you know, it's harder to absorb those higher costs. You know, when something used to cost $1.62 and now it's $2.99, and, you know, that just adds up really quickly. And so households, we're hearing often from families who are just, you know, struggling to make ends meet, and a lot of families who have never had to make those hard decisions before. Like, do I pay the heat bill or do I, you know, buy the groceries that I need?
Yeah. And I think one of the things that stuck out to me is we've talked with you guys and met so many of your local food pantry partners, over 200 that you partner with all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin. One of the things that stuck out to me years ago is when I was told healthy food is expensive food. And so especially for these children, as they're going to school and trying to learn, not only wanting to make sure their bellies are full, but to be able to provide food that is good for them too. Again, when you're getting the fruits and the vegetables and things like that, we've seen that at the store too. It's really, really expensive at times to provide those. And so that's one of the things that you guys have made increasing efforts over the last few years in particular to get, again, fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that, that really will help give good nutrition to those who are in need, and not just, you know, yeah, there's the boxes of cereal and things like that, but to actually help make sure that it's healthy food as well for them.
That's true. And you've hit on two really important initiatives at Feed My People. One of them, of course, is always striving to get food, but nutritious food, you know, the healthy produce, the meat, the dairy into the hands of our neighbors in need. But another really important initiative for us is getting that food directly into schools. We've had backpack programs a long time, and that's where kids can go home with food in their backpack for the weekend. But school pantries has been a really growing program for us. And so we're working into more and more schools where there's pantries in there. And so students with their families can go and shop for the food that they want to take home that weekend. They get that choice to choose what they want.
Yeah. And again, just you think about that for children, you know, it's something that's no fault of their own. And again, usually a lot of these times, mom and dad are working hard and there's just struggles. Maybe it's just a short-term struggle. A lot of times it is. But for these kids to be facing the food insecurity, which again, if folks aren't familiar with that term, right? Food insecurity is just when someone, especially when we're talking about children, doesn't always know where their next meal will come from. We think about 3 square meals a day for so many of us and snacks, but for some kids, they might be going home after school not knowing if there's anything for supper that night. They might go home dreading going home on a Friday afternoon, not knowing what's going to be there over the weekend. And so kids are very resilient, but I think when we have the power to do good, there's no excuse for children to be going hungry. There are neighbors, there are friends, there are our family, and we have the duty to take care of them.
That is so true. You said it so well. You know, it's heartbreaking to think about kids who don't know where their next meal is coming from. And, you know, they're in school, they're trying to learn, their bodies are growing. And to not understand why they're hungry all the time. And so that's something that we just want to eradicate, really. We want to get food to those students no matter what. And we want to send as many of them home with full bellies and happy hearts that they can just focus on being a kid again, you know, enjoy being outside in the winter and sledding and ice skating and all that. So
I mean, you think about that, the fun that kids have and also their education in school. But you can't focus on any of that when you're hungry. You can't focus on anything but your tummy when you're hungry. And kids shouldn't have to go through that. We want to step in with this campaign and say in our way, small or hopefully as large as possible, we want to do what we can to make sure that doesn't happen. And I, again, we talk about this great need and how much it's increased more than ever before. But finally, before we let you go, Susie, maybe on a brighter note, when you're out there at some of these pantries and meeting the local food pantry partners and maybe seeing some of the recipients of this from time to time, what are some of the things that you hear from people when you're able to supply their family with food, with nutritious, healthy food that they might not otherwise be able to get?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was at a pop-up pantry in Humbert recently.
Yeah.
And able to see some of the families coming through, and there's just a lot of, I mean, first gratefulness. They're just so glad that this resource was available to them in their little town, but also just the kids in the back seat who, you know, they would see a bag of apples or something come through and they immediately reach in there and grab a bite, and they're so excited and their eyes were as round as saucers. And you know, it's such a simple thing, but it really does have a profound impact just to know that there's that relief of knowing that this resource is in my backyard. I can go home with groceries. I don't have to worry about, you know, dinner for tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what we're about.
And again, the joy for the kids, but also the relief for the parent or parents so many times where they're struggling and say, man, somebody loves me and wants to help take care of me when I'm having a rough patch. And so many times what we've heard as well too is people who have benefited from a food pantry later go on and volunteer and help at that food pantry when they're back on their feet. It's not a long-term thing. Sometimes it's just a week or two, a month or two where they just need a hand. And for these resources to be available is a blessing. And we have the opportunity to share with others, the privilege to share with others. And I hope we can do that joyfully. And finally, hear Susie from Feed My People as we finish up. I know that you guys were tallying some of the numbers here too. And it looks like not only is the need greater than ever before, but it looks like this year's 60 Ways in 60 Days campaign could be the largest ever, which is just praising God for that it could be the largest ever, especially if we have a great final week here.
Yes, oh my goodness. We're so grateful for every single person who's donated. You know, no donation is insignificant. It really goes a long way. And so we're just excited to see so many of you stepping up and donating to Feed My People.
Every dollar you give, providing 4 meals through Feed My People's buying powers, they're able to, again, get so many things for pennies on the dollar to give to these local food pantries, supply them, again, at a very, very low cost. It's amazing what you guys do. Susie, thank you for fighting against hunger every day. And we want to partner with you. And we're praying that, again, in this final just over a week here, the campaign ends Sunday, December 11th. People would go to wwib.com/60ways and truly help us make this the biggest year ever for giving.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Again, friends, wwib.com/60ways. If you are able to help Feed My People, help others all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin.
Best of the week is boiled down to just a few different segments. Here you go. Well, I'd seen somebody in the hallway, and lo and behold, it is Jake Wall here, the oldest of the four kids of our own Pat Wall and his wife, Anita. Good morning, Jake. How are you today?
Doing super well. Thank you so much, Mark.
You brought us a treat.
Yeah, so I just wanted to shout out my mom's birthday today. Pat Wall's well-known announcer here. He's been over 30 years at the station. And yeah, my mom's birthday today, and brought her something to share. It's just like a lobster bisque with like different medley of vegetables and different nice things for comfort food for this time of year in the cold.
Caleb, you just kind of mentioned that. It's like, oh, it's just a lobster bisque with a vegetable medley. That sounds incredible.
I tell you, you're looking at a mighty humble bumble.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it airs tonight at 7 on CBS. It's a classic.
It really is. And it's one of those that, again, you'd expect to see it on broadcast television at certain times of year. I remember watching it many times growing up. In fact, I think at one point we probably taped it on a VHS. Kids, ask your parents what that is. And then we could enjoy it whenever we liked. But it was so much fun.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're just, the characters are so good. They call it, I guess, stop motion, the classic stop motion special.
But yeah. And my favorite character, we heard him at the beginning, Yukon Cornelius. Just, yeah, love the mustache, love the pickaxe. He was fantastic.
And that's the thing. There's so many. But what about Hermie?
I am a dentist.
A dentist?
Well, I want to be someday. Right now, I'm just an elf.
Isn't that great? It's just great.
I feel like the pay scale for dentistry is probably better than...
I think so.
So... we were doing this sermon series the last 6 weeks at our church, and our church is very good at service-oriented activities.
Okay.
We have a food pantry. We do a homeless shelter. We have lots of stuff. So I did this sermon series called Being Santa Claus, and basically the idea was rather than waiting for Santa this Christmas, we can be we can bring hope and gift love to other people and be Santa Claus to other people. So I came up with this idea, and I started preaching it about 6 weeks ago. And the first Sunday that I started preaching it, this new couple started coming to our church. And it's the guy who plays Santa Claus in the Detroit Thanksgiving Parade.
Wow.
And his wife.
Yeah.
But he's a dead ringer for Santa. Mm. You know, he's a professional Santa, Mark.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
The guy has been Santa for many years. And, I don't know. It's thrown our kids' ministry into chaos. Yeah. They can't focus. I'm like kind of excited, but also like it's very uncomfortable to preach on Santa Claus when he's sitting in the third row. You know what I mean?
I told you I did a sketch back a number of years ago in church called I Saw Mommy Witnessing to Santa Claus. So, you know, you can kind of
right.
It is a Make Us Laugh Monday, and PCD John is not disappointing. And this, to me, also shows... oh, say it. We got to be ready. Okay, we're ready for PCD John to deliver. Here we go.
What do you call people who are afraid of Santa? Claustrophobic.
Oh, man.
I took my kids a while back to this theme park called Six Flags. You ever heard of Six Flags? It's a real fun theme park, man. Took them there for a day. I spent half a grand. Half a grand. In a day. Driving home that night, I heard this in the back seat. Sweetheart, what's wrong?
Billy's daddy took them to Disney World. For a week.
And we just got to go to Six Flags.
For a day. We hate you.
Sweetheart, look up here at daddy. Jesus, take the wheel. You ever feel like doing that? I have. Like, we got insurance. Let's see what happens. I don't care anymore. I just don't want to hear that. How ungrateful is that, Disney World? Let's make a new theme park for kids. We'll call it Third World. Send them there for a few weeks. See if they don't come back a little more grateful. You know what I'm talking about? It's the Third World after all. It's... Daddy, I want a Happy Meal. He'll be happy to get a meal. Daddy, Mickey Mouse. No, that's a giant rat. Get out of here!
Best of the week.
It's funny the second time as well.